Sup? The opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and Future Bachelor only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity. This fun podcast may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor Podcast.
Yeah. Future Bachelor. This one goes out to you. Let's go.
If I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go.
What?
I could take you places you ain't never been before.
Whoa.
Baby, take a chance or you'll never ever know. I got money in my hands that I really like to blow.
Yeah, swag, swag on you. Chillin' by the fire while we eatin' fondue.
Fondue?
I know about you.
So say hello to Posada.
In 3, 2, what?
I'd like to be everything you want. Girl, let me talk to you. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. Keep you on my arm, girl. You'd never be alone.
Come on, I said.
I could be a gentleman, anything you want. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go.
Yeah, welcome to Future Bachelor. My name is Cy.
I'm Veronica.
And this is episode 139.
Hey.
Whoa, started off with some boyfriend vibes. What you think about that, V?
I love that song. That song, we both know all the words to that song. Like, and it's just, it's funny. I remember everyone laughed when it came out with the whole, like, fondue rhyme because we're like, really? But it's a classic.
I love that song. And it's just like, you know, if I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go. Like, it's just like the most realist, you know, line there ever was written. And I feel
wow.
like, never mind. But you know, that song was written by Mike Posner.
I feel like I knew that. I feel like you've probably told me that.
Well, now we're letting our listeners know, the more you know. Okay.
Cue the rainbow.
Anyways, V, what are you doing? What you been up to? How's it going?
You know, I had a little girls' wine night last week, which was a lot of fun. We always say that we're going to watch a movie, but it, like, literally never happens. And instead, we usually watch, like, music videos or dance videos and then, like, fully try to do some of the dances. It's a thing.
Sounds fun.
And eat cheese. And then you and Andy came over to my place to check out the condo.
Yeah, that place is awesome.
Yeah, and you got me a plant.
Oh, what?
My little goddess plant.
Oh. Yeah, that's cute. Yeah, no, it looks good on your table there. I just, like, it spoke to me when I saw it. I was like, that was the one. I got to get this for V's new place, so.
It's perfect. It goes. It for sure goes to the vibe, and it's very much so me, and, like, Rachel loves it too, and that's, you know, that's always good.
Awesome.
And then we, you know, we got into some shenanigans this weekend, and yeah. Yeah.
I love how you sum up shenanigans so much. Like, there's so much more that we did, but, I mean, I don't know. Let's just keep it at shenanigans.
I know, because, yeah, you put nothing. You did nothing. So that's why I just said shenanigans. I was like, let's just keep it flat.
If there's something to tell you, I will. Anyways, yeah, I put down nothing because I was with you the whole time, and I figure, you know, you'd say it better than I could. But I don't know, V, you know. What are you watching these days?
Well, you know, it's funny that you played Boyfriend as a song, because, like, I've been in, like, my teen romance feels, or even, like, young adult romance feels for what I've been watching. I just have really just leaned into the cheesy sort of holiday-related rom-com beginnings of the season, because I love them. And they're just, I'm excited for the one with Vanessa Hudgens coming out, where she has a third, you know, forgotten twin, so a triplet, whatever. But
oh my God.
That's not out yet, so I haven't watched it yet. But when it comes out, you know I will.
Okay.
But I watched Holidate, which stars Emma Roberts and some hot Australian dude who I don't know his name.
Does it matter?
It doesn't. It was a lot of fun, and it's not just a Christmas thing. It, like, starts at Christmas, but they're, like, each other's holiday. So for every holiday, they just like have a no strings attached. They just like have somebody like a plus one to bring around, and like there's supposed to be like no, you know, no hooking up, no anything. And then, you know, shenanigans ensue.
Shenanigans, dude. Oh my God. There's always some shenanigans going on.
But it's good. Definitely recommend. It's fun and cheesy, and it had me feeling some kind of way. And then I
love those movies that make us feel like some type of way. You know what I'm saying? It just makes you want to cry, and you're like,
it makes you just, you're like
hopeful. You're hopeful for things, you know. But it's not like that. Life is not like a movie.
And then I watched Dash and Lily, which is a mini series that Nick Jonas actually is an executive producer on. And then the Jonas Brothers do guest star in an episode of the mini series. And it's about, like, you know, two teens and their, you know, their journey to like love to each other. It's very, it's cheesy, but it's smart. And it's set in New York City, and there's like a scavenger hunt, and they go to McSorley's, and it's just a whole thing, and I love it. And it was, I literally was like live texting my friend Allison, and we're both like, damn it, these teen rom-coms are getting us good. Like, we were just,
you were really, really reaching to watch something this weekend, huh?
Yeah, really. I was like, I kind of like got teary in all of them, and I'm like, what's going on? Jeez. And I don't know. It's cuffing season, and I, you know, it's kind of hard to be cuffed right now if you weren't already cuffed. So
I feel you. Cuff. Well, I've been watching a bunch of new things, actually. Speaking of new movies, New Mutants, I actually watched it. It's like the last like X-Men movie from the franchise coming out of Fox World before it was acquired by Disney and all that stuff. So, yeah, it was actually pretty good. It was like a little horror movie. I would have loved it. I hope they bring the New Mutants into the new Marvel stuff because it was like pretty dope. And then last week we talked about The Craft, or the week before that, I actually watched the sequel, Craft Legacy, and it does connect to the old movie. I don't want to spoil it because it's in the last couple minutes of the movie, but it's pretty exciting. But I mean, they did a pretty good job, but it didn't beat the original Craft, which was really, really good. So and then finally, I remembered another thing I started watching. Have you heard of 90 Days In?
No.
It's like where somebody like gets put into like a prison, and for 90 days they have to like try to find like where the drugs are coming from, or stuff about the gangs, or like how the police are treating their, all the people that are in there.
This sounds intense. It's on Netflix. Like, what is the format?
Like the fifth season,
I don't get
just
it.
Like essentially like these people that used to be like ex-prisoners, or they could be cops, or just people that, you know, have been around gangs or drugs. They go in for like 90 days and have to like be in the population of like the prison. And find out all these different things. It's pretty interesting. Check it out if you haven't seen it.
So it's like real people. It's like kind of like a docu
sort
of thing.
Yeah, it's like it's interesting. Like, I mean, you have to watch it for, I can't really explain it because it's like, it almost seems like a game, but it's not.
What is it on?
Well, the fifth, there's like one season that dropped on Netflix, and that's where I started watching it. So it's the fifth season, I think, that's on there. But yeah, that's what have we been watching. But I guess we might as well catch a trip to Quick Hits. What do we got for some quick hits, V?
All right, so our first trip that we're taking is, you know, into the future in February to Tampa Bay, Florida.
Yeah.
To the Super Bowl. And they announced that The Weeknd, you know, who isn't actually American, he's from Canada, will be the halftime show, the artist, which, you know, it's definitely a very, like, R&B vibe. Which I feel like is like the NFL's way of being like, we care about black people. But also, I'm just interested to see what this like set list is going to look like, because like his music is sexual. Mm. So who's to say?
I think it's going to be a pop-in halftime show. He can bring out like some guests, you know. Who else can he bring out? He can bring out.
I mean, if he was smart, he'd bring out Ariana Grande. They have some songs together.
And Future.
Future, you could bring out. Who else could he bring out?
I can't feel my face when I'm with you. That's gonna be so hot.
And I love it. Yeah, it's a great one. So that will be there. Starboy, feel like, yeah, he's gonna pull from more of his like poppier ones, not as much of like his like, I'm, you know,
in his sex bag.
Yeah,
I feel you. What else we got?
Speaking of music, two of my favorite female artists are dropping new records. Miley Cyrus will be coming out with Plastic Hearts on October 27th, a nice little, you know, post-Thanksgiving gift to us all. And it includes some features of Dua Lipa, which that single drops if you're listening to this on Thursday. That single will drop, I believe, Thursday night or Dua Friday.
That's so good.
And then also she has Billy Idol featured and Joan Jett, which those are biggies. That totally plays into how she's trying to do more of a retro vibe. So I think that will be super cool to listen to.
Hell yeah.
And then my girl, Megan Thee Stallion, is having her debut album, because she's done mostly, I guess, what you would call like mixtapes or like anything like that with all of her other releases. This is her debut. Yeah, this is her debut actual album. And that will be coming out. Why can't I read? It comes out.
It's called Good News.
Yes, it's called Good News. Now I don't even know when it comes out, what day. But
I thought it already came out, but
not yet. It hasn't come out yet. I mean, some of it has come out. It'll have DaBaby on it, City Girls, who I love, Lil Durk, SZA, who's my bitch, and then Big Sean and 2 Chainz, and you know, she'll have her Savage remix on there. And as well as Don't Stop, which is already topping the charts. So should be a good one. Looks like a pretty hearty album from her.
That's what's up. I'm excited to see. I liked all the imagery she put online for it, you know, with the newspapers. Good
with
news.
All the news.
And I think we could all, it comes out November 20th, by the way.
Thank you.
Yep.
I couldn't find that for some reason.
It's all good. I was scanning her Instagram. For some reason, I was already there. I don't know. That's weird. anyways, what else we got, V?
more music news. So Phoebe Bridgers, some of our, you know, indie folk kind of queens, Phoebe Bridgers had tweeted that if Joe Biden had won the election, she'd do a cover of Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls. And so she recruited her, you know, her famous friend and other indie queen, Maggie Rogers, and they did a great cover of it. And so even the Goo Goo Dolls, like, had tweeted back being like, we're waiting, where's the cover, before they released it.
Oh, wow. And
so definitely it was a cool listen. The proceeds to it went to the Fair Fight, which is actually a voting rights and advocacy group started by Stacey Abrams here in Atlanta, Georgia. So, man, it starts here in Georgia, comes all the way back around. Pretty cool stuff.
Iris by Goo Goo Dolls is like one of the like most beautiful choruses ever written, I feel like. So I got to listen to that. I didn't know. Is that out already?
Yeah, so they had it on Bandcamp. I don't know if like they've released it on other streaming platforms, but I'm sure you could find either like a video or stuff of it somewhere, because I feel like I forget how I listened to it, but I feel like I've seen it. It was passed around the internet, so you might have to. I don't know if it's up on all streaming services just yet, but you can find it.
What else we got?
All right, it was the E People's Choice Awards, which. Both of us at this point, me and you, Sai, I feel like we don't really watch a lot of like award shows anymore.
Nah.
Nor do I really even. I feel like people barely tweet about them anymore. The biggest thing that came out of this was that Demi Lovato was the host, and she, you know, she looked fab. She did like a bajillion costume changes. She had some of the best wigs I've ever seen in my life. And she fully called herself out on how she, like, you know, she's like, you know, I did the quarantine thing that everyone does, finds a boyfriend, quarantines with said boyfriend, gets engaged with the boyfriend, and then gets unengaged. Like, you know, just the typical quarantine life. And I was like, at least she knows. Like, she's self-aware that it was crazy town.
Yeah.
What was happening.
It was crazy town.
But it was, so that's all I really know about it. It looks like for songs, like Song of the Year, BTS still reign supreme when it comes to some of this song stuff, because their bass is just insane. K-pop is coming with a vengeance. to America. But yeah, it looks like, you know, the typical People's Choice things, things that fans would vote for one. But
that's what's up. I think when it comes to award shows, it's like you just figure like the most popular person's gonna win, right? It's just kind of like that.
Well, exactly. Well, especially if it comes when it's like People's Choice, so it's fan voted, like obviously that's gonna be who the fans like.
Dope. What else we got?
All right. So actually, this is funny because my mother broke this news to me before I even knew it, was that the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is doing a reunion that actually drops as we're recording this. I believe it's dropping tonight. It was supposed to drop when this podcast drops on Thursday, but I think it's dropping tonight. Yes. Tonight.
Yeah, I actually already knew about it because I'm a huge Bel Air fan.
Me too.
So Fresh Prince is like one of my, you know, people I looked up to like growing up. That's where I get a lot of my style and fashion and love for all those colors and everything. So this is really cool because they're bringing like both the moms, both Vivians together for the first time. You know, they're going to talk about James Avery, you know, who was Uncle Phil on the show. And then it's just really cool to see because I always loved the comedic duo of, you know, Will Smith and Alfonso Rivera, a.k.a. Carlton, because they were just like so funny together. Like he was always making fun of his height and stuff. And it was just funny. And then also the fact that DJ Jazzy Jeff was in the show and he acted and he was like never supposed to be an actor, which he was actually really funny. So I'm excited to see it. Definitely check it out probably after this show in the next 24 hours for sure.
Because it's on HBO Max. So, you know, one of the bajillions of streaming services that's out there these days.
Yeah. Speaking as one sexy man, what do we got coming up next?
So, my man's, the man's, this is honestly, I don't know how he hasn't been it sooner. Michael B. Jordan is this year's People's Sexiest Man Alive. And, I mean, I'm just proud of their decision. Yes, round of applause.
That's dope. I mean, how does that make you feel?
Yummy. Oh. It makes me feel great.
You said yummy first. What the hell?
I'm just looking at his face. I'm just like, and it's funny because like I posted it to my story and people are like, yeah, I was going to share this with you, but I figured you already knew.
It's like, yeah. You know what's funny about like what you just said about it's like it's just like I'm just looking at his face, but like I wonder like one day like you know I have this face right now, and what if I become famous as shit, and then people are like talking about my face like that? It's like, dude, I've had the same face forever. Like now my face is sexy, and you're saying yummy. You had your chance. Anyways, what else we got?
He's so hot. Well, and also as part of the Sexiest Man Alive issue, they do kind of like other categories and stuff, or other like runner-ups and things like that. And Dan Levy was one of them, actually. Mm. And he had like a really fun shoot for it. He's like wearing a lot of fun stuff. So I love to see that. Let's see. What's next? What's next on here? So Twitter is like 500 years late to the game. Remember when everything was getting stories, and even we made fun of LinkedIn like a couple weeks ago for just getting stories.
Right.
You know, because we're like, what are you doing? But, well, Twitter decided that, you know, they're like, you know what? Now's our time. Now's our time to jump on this. Like, no one asked for this, Twitter. Nobody wanted this. So they have their version of stories called fleets. Fleets.
Yeah. Is that like something like tweets and flying? Like fleets?
Like a fleet, but like a fleet is like a fleet of ships is like what I think of. So like, I don't know, man.
I guess they're pretty clever.
It's fleeting. It's fleeting.
Well, no,
it's
like a lot of them. If you see them together, it's like a fleet of like stories, like, you know.
Yeah, and because it's fleeting, I guess, because it's
going
to go.
Oh, my God, it's actually the most genius name for it. But anyways, you know, it's just one of those things where it's like it probably won't do great, but they'll get enough people to, like stay on the app using it to get away, like take away from Instagram users. Like if just even if it's like a slight bit, they have to do everything. Also with the fact that like Instagram this past week, for the last couple months actually, have been tweaking the shit out of it. Every other week,
they put, my app is different. The shopping tab is more prominent. Like it's almost like you have to like go to your page, like press a little plus button to like do a post, and then you have to choose like what it's like. They definitely have made it like more counterintuitive, and I'm like, Instagram,
well, they're trying to make it like Amazon, they're trying to make it like TikTok, they're trying to make it like Snapchat, and you know, it's Facebook, so it's like, I don't know, man, they're just trying too much stuff. It's one of those things where like, I don't know, like they really try to push the shopping or like the marketplace. Like Facebook always like puts it in a really prominent place where it's like, we're not gonna use it just because you put it like front and center. Like, you know, it took me forever to even get the new app for Messenger for, you know, Facebook. I was like not checking. I didn't check my messages in there for like years just because I didn't want to get the app or the other app for it. So,
well, yeah. And well, now like Messenger, like it's connected. Like you can like reply and send messages from Instagram and from like Facebook Messenger. It's like all one thing now. Like they all connect.
That's
like,
dumb. I don't want to do that. You know, and also it's just like, you know, the saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. They don't care about that. Like, it's not broke. They just keep trying to fix it. And, but
well,
we're
Facebook's,
on there.
Facebook's thing is like move fast and break things. That's like their saying. Well, so they're all about breaking shit.
I'm online. That's for sure. My screen time be saying it. So,
yeah, my screen time yells at me every goddamn day. That's for sure.
We got any other quick hits before we move on?
Yeah, so this quick hit will actually, you'll see, it'll take us into our yikes, but Harry Styles is the first man to be solo on a Vogue cover. Usually any other men who have been on the cover have, you know, accompanied a woman, as Vogue is typically known as being a women's fashion magazine, but I mean, that's a little, now it's just a fashion magazine. But he was, you know, first solo man to hold that spot, and he's wearing a dress, and the whole spread of him has him in a lot of gender non-conforming outfits, skirts, dresses, just different stereotypically feminine pieces, which was awesome, and also very on brand for Harry Styles. He's been known to, you know, gender bend in his clothing, but
what made you go yikes? Were you setting me up?
Yeah.
Okay, I almost didn't catch it. I was like,
yikes! Oh my god!
I got it. But what?
Well, is people's responses to that. So Candace Owens, known conservative commentator and author and just general, to me, general nuisance of the internet, she, you know, took to Twitter to say how, like, no society can survive without strong men. The East knows this. The East being like, we're westernized society over here in the Americas and things like that. And then the East, you know, is across the pond / further. But
I've never been good at geometry. I'm sorry.
Stupid. In the West, the steady feminization of men at the same time that Marxism is being taught, this is where it took a turn, to our children is not a coincidence. It is an outright attack. Bring back our manly men. With this is all a reply quote, like a quote tweet for the Vogue, like Vogue tweet being like, blah, blah, blah. Like, let's celebrate our cover man like Harry Styles. And Ben Shapiro also said different things about, like, you know, how it's the destruction of masculinity, blah, 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 blah. And honestly, I think, you know, I have an issue. I went yikes to them just being so close-minded. And also, like, Candace Owens fully has a photo of her in, like, a men's style suit on her Instagram. And, like, everybody came for her ass and was like, oh, we hate to see, like, the masculinization of our women. Like, where are womanly women? Like, all this shit on her stuff. Because they're like, get out of here. But it definitely is also interesting to see how everyone's like going crazy, acting like they've never seen, like, first of all, Harry Styles has fully worn dresses, skirts and things like in plenty of other occasions. Also, like for his, I think, SNL shoot, he was in like a ballerina tutu and stuff like that.
There's like kilts and stuff like that. Like, it's not like, you know, I don't see Harry Styles like just going down the street like wearing a dress or a skirt. It's like a high fashion magazine, and like, you know, I would totally do it too, like if I was on, you know, the cover of one of those magazines. So I mean, not saying it's bad if you do wear walking down the street, but it's like, come on, dude, like it's like freaking art. Like, it's a photography shoe. Like, it's supposed to be like done up. Like, what do you want from it? I thought it was pretty dope, actually. So
yeah, and also like, it's funny to think about that. Like, people are like holding Harry on this pedestal right now, when there's been people like David Bowie, Prince. I mean, even more recent examples: Billy Porter, Young Thug did a cover where he's in a full like ball gown. Like, all these different people who like fully have like worn these kinds of garments and stuff, and it's like, this is part of expression, and like no thing is like inherently gendered. And like, this is 2020. Like, right. What are we doing?
Well, yikes. Well, why don't we get into what we like to talk around here? It's called The Bachelorette. And this week was kind of crazy. There was a lot of cringe moments for me. I was just sitting there, you know, watching the show, and like, damn, I couldn't believe what I was watching. But V, you know, why don't you talk about it from, you know, where we start in the show, and we'll go from there.
So this episode pretty much starts with them going into their first group date of the week, which is the grown ass man group date, which is hosted by Ashley, I, and Jared. You know,
everyone. Ashley came out hot, didn't she? She was like, hey. I was like, oh my God, take it down a notch, girl.
And I think it's funny.
They've been at this hotel, you know, for.
Like, let's simmer. Like, simmer down. Like, so I think it's funny because Tayshia says, like, I brought some friends to help lead this date or whatever. And I'm like, I don't think they're friends. Like, I don't think they've really ever interacted. But people think that they, like, or I think Ashley maybe have posted somewhere about how her and Jared didn't know about the changing of the bachelorettes and had always planned to, like, you know, quarantine and be there for that date idea, per se. And that they knew, they knew Claire from Winter Games and stuff like that, and from, you know, I think a couple of the seasons of Bachelor in Paradise. And so I think that's why I was kind of like, oh, this seems a little weird. So they might have originally been there to leave that date for Claire, which would be an interesting twist if that is true.
Right.
But, you know, in general, they just do a bunch of stuff that's supposed to prove, like, who's a grown man versus who's, a man-child. And it includes Bennett making a fool of himself and his Harvard degree because, like, he spells limousine wrong.
He doesn't know how he comes off, but, like, he thinks he knows how he comes off. But I would have totally played into, like, getting the wrong answers, just played it up. Like, you know, like, I would have tried to be, like, funny about it, you know, be like, oops, like, you know, Mr. Harvard, like, you know, I think that would have been way funnier if he was, like, getting them wrong, like, on purpose type thing, like, you know?
Yeah, well, no, I think because he leans into his own bit of being, like, you know, the Harvard guy and, like, the private school guy. He yelled at Ashley.
He was like, well, that was, like, a
poorly
worded.
He's like, I think this question isn't well-written. Like, it isn't, like, well-read, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, that's your own opinion.
No, Jared said that. That was so funny. Yeah. He was like, oh, I think that's opinion-based or something like that. Yeah, that was hilarious. But
he even, like, bows out of, like, the more physical portion because, like, there's different portions of the date. One of them's, like, you know, a tug-of-war thing. And he bows out because of an old, like, football knee injury, which sounds like some bullshit if I've ever heard it.
Dude, but I actually feel, like, good for these guys for, like, you know, standing up for themselves and being like, you know, I'm not the one that gets in here oiled up, like, wanting to wrestle people. Like, it's just not for me. Like, yeah. You know? And I honestly, it sucks because, like, if Taisha is, like, really, like, you're not going to fight for me, or you're not gonna like get your ass kicked for me. Like, that just is weird in general, but there's nothing you can do about it. But like, I honestly, I don't know. It takes a lot of balls to say you're not gonna do something, like, you know.
Well, we're not even there yet, because like, some of the stuff that brews before they can even get to the wrestling ring comes from this grown ass date where Ed loses. He's the man child, and like, they kept calling him chicken legs and stuff, like Bennett especially. Like, it became like a whole thing.
This is the only moment that I liked Ed, because like, he like took the baby with grace, and he was like, I liked his attitude about it, because I feel like if that was my challenge, I probably would have gotten the baby too. And I would have just been like, you know, owned it, been like, you know, okay, I'm just going to treat it like, you know, I won a trophy. Like, thanks. Because that's one you have to have a good attitude about.
And this is like, begins like some of this Chasen versus Ed stuff, because like, Chasen like goes after Ed for being childish. Like, Ed goes after Chasen for being just kind of an idiot and like full of himself and whatever. Cause like, Chasen, like, you know, did the whole like, I'm the main course, like on the breakfast in bed thing. And just like, it seems like a very bizarre beef that happened between them. And then they just randomly, this episode really like kind of hops all over the place. They go into like the rose ceremony. So I don't know if it's like,
I thought it ended like three times. I was like, what's going on here? Oh, there's more show. Okay.
Yeah, literally. I was like, oh, I kept like checking my watch. I'm like, wait a second. I'm like, is this wine hitting this hard that I don't know how much time is hitting? I don't think so. But, you know, they do the roast ceremony. I think the only people that really gets like sent home are like some of the newer guys and just like some of the dudes that she just like really hasn't talked to much. So it seemed pretty uneventful. It brought more of just like the whole.
Well, it kept Chasen around. So yeah, that was
kept Chasen
like
around after Ed brought up all the drama with, you know, with him to Tayshia being like, blah, 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 like, Chasen, I don't think, is really here for you. He's saying the same stuff about you that he said about Claire. I think he still has feelings for Claire. And, like, of course, like, that's Tayshia's biggest, you know, biggest fear. But we move along to the wrestling date, mm-hmm. which, as you said, I feel like I don't really know if any of us really asked for this. Like, nobody really wants this such a violent date. Like, I don't... And, like, the squirting of the oil, like...
The brushing of the oil, like, were you using the same brush, like, for every guy?
I'm like, are we just basting these guys? Like, it's, like, this feels very, like, very Thanksgiving turkey-ish. I'm like,
it's like,
and
grown
now
people
we
are
baste?
Doing this. Like, even, like, imagine, like, I wonder what would happen if, like, you gave kids, like, oil and a brush. Would they do the same ridiculous things, like, as adults are doing with this stuff? Like, they'd probably, yes. like, start painting the floor or something like that, which
Ew.
Makes... I don't know. It just, like, know. It just seems, like, ridiculous to me that, like one girl is, like, lathering up both all these guys around and stuff. But whatever, it's the show. They're running out of ideas for this hotel.
But it comes down to that there's, you know, of course, the producers are evil in their evil ways. And they had teamed Chasen versus Ed for their wrestling match. And Ed takes it upon himself. Was it Ed? Yes. Ed said, you know, I'm not even going to go there.
It was
I'm
so
not
embarrassing.
Even going to. Like, he's just like, you know, I'm not even going to do it.
But before this, though, I kind of want to talk about, before we get too deep into this, I want to talk about like the, what's it, was it the cocktail party after? Or which one is the one where Bennett was still wearing the robe? And he goes.
That was the one after the grown-ass mandate. Yeah.
So yeah. So he like tries to like pull Tayshia first, like at night. And,
oh yeah.
And then Chasen pulls her, and I think that's where like it really ignited the Chasen like beef, because he like already tried to pull her away, and then she like Tayshia makes it very awkward. Like, she could easily go and have a conversation with someone, but like, she definitely makes it awkward for people. She's like, well, I kind of want to say hello to everyone and cheers. And then, and that's when Chasen comes and takes her away first. And he's like, oh, like, you're just going to make me look like an idiot. Like, you know, so that's where I think it all starts. So then they pin like Chasen and Ed against each other. This looks like, you know, a good fight, because, you know, Ed's got like muscles, but they're calling him what? Like,
chicken legs.
No, but they were like fake muscles. They were not calling fake muscles, but like vanity muscles or something like that, they were calling them. And essentially what that means is like they just look like you just look like you're muscular, but you're not going to fight, like, you know. So, you know, he was already, and it was funny seeing Chasen, like, you know, he was like being all cool and stuff, like, but he, you know, he was going to beat the crap out of him, like, you know, what the second.
No, Chasen is definitely the type, like, Chasen is the type, he's like toxic masculinity for sure. He's like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean on this? And this is like after, like, you know,
they call him the Wolverine.
Yeah, they call him the Wolverine, and this is just, like, after, like, you know, Ed and Bennett have both been kind of poking Chasen, because, like, Bennett's whole thing with Chasen is that Chasen's immature and, like, is just, you know, not classy and whatever, and doesn't know other words to describe Tayshia than the words that he used against Claire, which is, like, how Ed starts his whole fight with Chasen. I'm like, this just, it comes down to, like, it's stupid shit. Like, it's dumb. It's like, why are they even, like, stirring? Like, it's just, like, stay in your lane. Like, stay, like, in your own business. Like, why does it, you know what? Like, Tayshia will see if, like, he really is, like, not, like, falling for her or not, like, into her and stuff. Like, I feel like these dudes are just so, like,
I know, like, honestly, if you, like, let some guys, like, they'll put their foot in their mouth and mess it up for themselves before, like, you even have to. Like, so why even put your effort into, like, downing another person on the show? But it tends to happen. It's just insecurities run wild and you just can't control yourself.
Chasen doesn't have anybody to fight.
Yeah.
So Noah, so the other guys who weren't technically on this date are sitting in the audience, because what else do they have to do?
Yeah,
on this,
they did, you know, that. They're doing that a lot this season, where, like, they bring the other guys to watch the other guys if they're doing another date.
And so Noah, mustache guy, volunteers as tribute to wrestle. He loses. Chasen ends up getting the champion.
That was
belt.
A bold move, though. Like, mustache man jumped. Like, I thought about, like, I feel like I would have to jump in. You know, I would do that, but I don't know if I could climb that fence like he did. And then also, like, he just did it so fast, like an X-Man. Like, you know, he was like, does anyone want to fight for Taishi? He was like, you got up, like, that fence and jumped right in.
I'll do it.
So I, as much as I feel like I would do that, like three people could probably beat me to it, like, before I started coming up with the idea.
Be like,
I put my hand on the fence and, like, three people already, like, jumped over the fence. Just like, great idea. So anyways,
he weasels his way into the cocktail party, like, you know.
I think that was just G. I thought that was G.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but, you know, the other guys are pissed because they already have it out for Noah from, like, last week. They just think that he's young and he's, like, just, you know, he's
goofy.
He's immature and he's just playing games. That's, I feel like, any of the OG guys that were on Claire season, because some of them that are left are older. They're kind of, like, coming after some of these younger ones that came on for Tayshia's season just because they're younger, and they're all like, they don't even know. They're an idiot. Look at him with his stupid mustache. Right. Like, but he comes on and he ends up, I think he gets the group date rose. So, and she finesses him off of that, like, she gets that mustache off of his face.
I mean, you can do anything. Okay. Ask them to do anything. You know, that's kind of messed up, though. Like, I don't know. Like, would you tell, like, a girl to, like, shave something off her face or do something, like, opposite way? Like, you would look amazing if you just, like, you know, took your bangs off.
I mean, she framed it as more of a, like, I would like to see you without it. And I think she knows the power she holds, like, on this show, that she could be all like, well, why don't you let me shave it? But, like, I mean, if a man ever told me, like, when my hair was shorter, if a man ever told me that they were like, well, why don't you just grow your hair out? Like, what? I don't like it short.
Or what if a man just told you to shave your mustache?
I mean, bro, I'm trying out here. It's a hard time being Italian and Cuban.
I'm not saying you specifically. I'm just saying a guy told a girl.
It's hard. I have to take to it every
couple days. I didn't mean to call you out. Like, I was just saying, like, you as a girl, like, you know. But I don't know. I just think it's funny. Double standards. I mean, they're getting so minute, like down to those type of things these days, where it's like, you can't ask a person to shave their mustache.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, if she like was like, you can't, if she had like been like, you can't stay if you keep this mustache, then yeah, I would have an issue. But she was like, but what if you did it? It was more of like, it was definitely her way of flirting, which was stupid. But like,
which was stupid.
He fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. He's like, I get to make out with her anyway. Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because like, actually, she does have a right if she's kissing that thing, like she doesn't want to like touch it. She's like, you know, I just prefer if it was just a little cleaner entry. But like, then he shaved it. He shaved it, and like, I was like, damn, like, I just know I have to like wash my face and do all this shit before like I would even feel fresh. Like, there would be hair all over my face, and they're like licking each other's face. I was just like, oh man, like, I need a good, like, you know, 5 minutes after I shave, like, to, you know, wash the hair away.
To get it all together.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he looks better without the mustache. I feel like the mustache made him look like a little bit like trailer trash, but that's me.
Yeah, I feel you. Well, cool. He, you know, pisses some people off on the date. You know, the guys are getting in fights on the date and stuff like that as well. So,
The preview looks like she's about to, like, in the next couple of weeks, lay down the law, because I think she's sick of these dudes just, like, stirring dumb drama. She's like, so it looks like she's about to have, like, a come to Jesus moment with them either next week or the week after.
And it looks like she still likes that dude she went out on a date with last week, so.
Which one? Brendan? The one that she rode the horses with?
Yeah.
You think he's douchey?
No. She still likes him, I said. The dude from last week.
Spencer?
Like, no,
which,
dude.
Which dude from last week?
The one she went on a date with. Like, she went on a date with only one guy, didn't she?
It was Brendan, the one that they rode horses with.
Yeah, so, like, I think
he's douchey?
No, you misheard me. I'm not saying he's douchey. Oh. I said she still likes him. She, like, is into him and stuff. Speaking of Spencer, he wasn't shown that much in this episode, so that's why I was bringing up the other guy, because...
But whenever the camera went on him, I just saw how beautiful his eyes were, and I'm like...
Dude, he looks creepy to me. Like, just, like, everything about him is creepy, so...
He's almost like a little too groomed, you know what I mean?
He's just like, his eyes are always just like this, like bug-eyed, like he just...
I don't think they're bug-eyed, actually. They seem kind of squinty most of the time. They're just really blue.
No, he's creepy looking. But anyways, next week, I think...
You just always hate on the hottie. You hate it on Dale, too.
He's not the hottie. He's probably not going to make it that far. There's other people I see that are actually, like, maybe, I mean, I wouldn't say as good-looking as him, but, like, that... are having more of a chance with Taisha than I would have thought. Like, Claire just went for the hottie.
Who do you think Taisha's front runners are?
I mean, like I said, the one horse dude, he's Brendan. Definitely like the front runner, I feel like. And then the other.
She liked Ben this episode too, except she was upset that he didn't ask her to talk.
Yeah. I don't think Ben is a front runner right now. He's just, like, you could tell, like, they made fun of him, like, for a good, like, 10 minutes on this episode straight, because he's full of himself. He's overthinking it. Like, he's not even being cool. Like, he's just talking about every move. It's like, just do your moves. But yeah, I really think, like, she called him. What's the one dude? The dark horse. Like, that guy is up there, too. He got a rose, so.
Was it Noah, or was it... She gave a rose to...
It was that other, like, mixed kid. I forgot what his name is.
Oh, Ivan.
Ivan. Yeah. So I think he's doing good, too. And then still that older guy, the 36-year-old.
Zach C or G, I forget. But yeah.
But, so those are my guys right now. They just seem genuine.
It's a lot of front runners to have, honestly.
And those are not like your... Like, they're all, I guess, good-looking, but I wouldn't say, like, they're the best-looking ones out of, like, the guys. Ironically.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, yeah, I think it's very interesting. Chef John sent me a text yesterday, you know, at the beginning of the episode. Like, he's like, what's going on with all this show? Like, I just don't understand the format at this point. He's like, give me a quick.
Me neither. Like, I felt like yesterday's episode literally made no sense to me.
Right. So that was funny. But I think it's going to be a good rest of the season. I mean, she's doing pretty good. She's controlling, like, command, I feel, you know?
As I said last week, she's the bachelorette for the people. So
bachelorette for the people. Okay, cool, cool. Well, why don't we get into our slapper of the week? Or is there anything else with bachelor news that we need to talk about?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, our slapper of the week, I saw it kind of going a little viral. Your girl Demi Lovato was singing it. There was a couple other girls singing
it. Yeah, on TikTok and stuff.
Yeah, so, and I'm just a big fan of her. I don't know why. Her music, not like her specifically.
We love her stuff. We love her stuff here at the Future Bachelor Podcast.
Exactly.
Oh, my God, Ronnie.
White J's, white Porsche, white.
You know how it goes. But, yeah, that art is bad, bad baby. We're agreeing that's how it's said, right?
Yeah, it's Bad Baby.
Okay, Bad Baby. I don't know why she has to spell it like that, but she does. Bad Baby, also known as Catch Me Outside Girl from Dr. Phil, ironically. Here's her new single, Do It Like Me, our slapper of the week. Without further ado, let's go.
Slapper of the week.
This song slaps.
It's like, did it like that? Really, this won't say shit. Don't make me act up. Don't talk to me, catch that. I'm still a petty ass bitch, I ain't past that. I'm still a ready ass bitch, you can catch that. I'm still a gangsta ass bitch with a mask at. I got plenty jewels on my wrist. I got plenty dudes on my line. I got all this money to go get.
Go get, go get, go get.
Can't nobody do it like me. Do it like this. Do it like me. Do it like this. Do it like me. Do it like this. Do it like me. Do it like. Can't nobody do it like me. Do it like this. 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 Bust down, flooded, petty, iced out, automatic lifestyle. Gotta have it, bitch, on my bucket jacket. Wear it once, now you can have it. I ain't never been the average, trust me, I'm a fucking savage. You ain't never met a chick like me before. Got a whole lot of drip in a bankroll. Penthouse to the top where you can't go. I ain't got no time for no snack. I got plenty jewels on my wrist. I got plenty dudes on my line. I got all this money to go get.
Go get, go get, go get, go get.
Can't nobody do it like me. Do it like this. Do it like me.
Of the week, Do It Like Me, Bad Baby. You know that sample in there comes from Quad City DJs. Come on, ride the train, choo choo, ride it.
Yeah, it gives it such a good retro vibe.
You know, and I think that's a good weekend song right there. It gets me hyped. So check it out, check it out.
I know, I'd rather you know, crush some beers or seltzers to that than to, you know, some of the stuff that you like to
Shania
try to
Twain
crush.
Or Sarah McLachlan, what? Talking
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. Sorry.
Why I oughta ADI. Okay.
Why I
oughta ADI. ADI to say I love you. Okay. You got any shout outs, V?
I wanted to shout out my girl Catherine for her birthday.
Okay,
one of my,
what up, Kay?
Scorpios.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to shout out my friend Katie, who just went under contract for a nice little townhouse here in Atlanta.
Nice. Congrats. Well, I would, you know, one of those weeks where I don't got nobody to shout out except for my mom's dog, Stoddy.
Yay!
Yeah! happy birthday, Stoddy. 2 years.
Happy birthday, Stoddy. I saw that pop up on my Facebook. I'm Facebook friends with Stoddy.
Why do you laugh so hard? Anyways, that's been our show.
Friends with a dog.
That's been our show. What do we got going on this weekend? Oh, what do we got going on?
We got Friendsgiving.
Friendsgiving. Oh, man.
Oh.
That's so nice. I love Friendsgiving. What was I going to say? Thanks for letting me make the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I hope they're good. If they don't stand up to how good mine are, we're going to be.
Are you like
then
known for your mash? Or?
Yes! I am.
Really? Oh, now I feel like an asshole.
Yeah. I had already claimed it literally like with the girls and with other people like 2 weeks ago.
Well, why did you say that?
I did say that!
I can make something else if you want to do the mash.
It's too late now. I'm making fucking Brussels sprouts and you're going to like them.
Aww. What if we make two different versions and see who likes them better?
There'd be so much mashed potatoes.
I love mash. Anyways, well, cool. Well, shout out to everybody having their little Friendsgiving, you know, and being safe out there. I love y'all. This has been episode 139 of Future Bachelor. Next week, 140. It's going to be incredible.
That's how numbers work.
All right, guys. Well, stay beautiful. Stay safe.
Stay classy, fly. San Diego.
Yeah. And, you know, this has been Future Bachelor. My name is Cy.
I'm Veronica.
And you know what it is. Deuces.
Bye.